life,
love,
and health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to a special edition of Life, Love, and Health. What's the experience like for siblings who take on the role of caregiver for an adult sibling with a developmental, intellectual, or physical disability, or who are beginning to prepare for that time in the future when they'll step into that role? And what services and supports, financial, emotional, and otherwise, do they need? So many difficult questions, and frankly, very hard to grasp concepts for siblings to wrap their heads around. As their role in life changes and evolves, many of the answers can be found in the new Massachusetts Mutual Life Insurance Company-funded Easter Seals Sibling Study, the findings of which promise to advance solutions to help people with disabilities and those who care for them. And to discuss these findings, I'd like to welcome to Life, Love, and Health, Joanne Gruskas, Director of MassMutual's Special Care Program. Joanne, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Chris. It's nice to be on your program.
First, congratulations on the Easter Seals Sibling Study, an evolution of MassMutual's previous studies for Easter Seals, which we've also reported on, the Living with Autism Study and the Living with Disability Study. Now tell me, Joanne, what makes the Easter Seals Sibling Study so unique and valuable?
Well, it's interesting, Chris. We have financial professionals around the country who are specially trained to work with families with special needs loved ones. And we often hear stories from them about siblings who are unprepared to take over as a caretaker, or sometimes unaware that they have even been named as the future caregiver. And a lot of those findings came out of the original two studies. So it was just natural progression that we wanted to learn more about how the siblings are reacting to their future roles in the family.
You know, you've described siblings as partners for life. Now, Joanne, that's a concept I really hadn't considered, but you're right. As my sister has a very special place in my heart, and especially now that our parents are gone, our relationship is even deeper. So you're building on that extraordinary relationship, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Siblings that are especially close to the ones they love are very naturally falling into the role of caregiver. 80% of the respondents who have a special needs siblings say they have a very close relationship and that the relationship enhances their lives. They have said that their siblings help them develop patience and understanding, compassion, and offer a very broad perspective on life in general.
But a sibling taking on this role, and I use that term in a most positive sense, it's not a job, it's a role with enormous, very special responsibilities. This can be a bit of an overwhelming and daunting task for them to face, especially when they may have children of their own, or if they're part of the classic sandwich generation, they may be taking care of a surviving spouse, a parent, too. There are layers of complications here, and my question to you is, how do MassMutual special care planners work with families and answer their questions and address their needs? Where do you start?
Well, we become part of the team that the family involves. Obviously, they have their medical and advocate support network, and we come in to help them define the vision for the lifelong care of this individual, the quality of life issues that come up, what happens if the parent predeceases, and what is the role the sibling is going to play. So we help them define all of those future needs, and through the process, have them put a vision together, have them do a letter of intent, which is typically a document for the future caregiver, and then allow them to start identifying areas that need some improvement and enhancement.
Let's discuss the key findings and takeaways of the Easter Seals Sibling Study. My understanding is that by and large, most of the respondents to the study have a very positive and very unique attitude about their life as a potential caregiver, but they have also experienced the very real, often challenging, negative effects of caregiving, particularly from an emotional and financial perspective. That's a real complicating factor. And how does the study address those issues?
Well, the study helps identify areas of concern that the siblings have communicated to us, in the sense that in general, people are not planning for the future as effectively as they should be. And so when you are a sibling now faced with not only raising your own family and your own children, now you're going to be responsible for a brother or sister or other adult. It's a very stressful environment. What is it going to take? How do I pay for this? How do I not ignore members of my other parts of my family and just because I have to take care of my sibling? So it becomes a very uncomfortable environment. And that's where we see the concerns, and that's where we want to reach out and help.
Our guest is Joanne Gruskas, Director of MassMutual's Special Care Program. We are discussing the Easter Seals sibling study to call attention to the experiences of caregivers as well as the services and supports families need. When we discuss developmental, intellectual, and physical disabilities, specifically, what are we talking about? Probably autism, I would assume, the autism spectrum, Down syndrome.
Yes, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy. Physical disabilities could be, obviously, cerebral palsy and injury, MS. It can be a variety of disabilities that become debilitating as a person ages.
What are the priorities here that the planners in the special care program at MassMutual emphasize to individuals to take into consideration?
Most importantly, it's protecting that individual with a disability from losing government benefits and any other services that they may be receiving. So from a financial perspective, we want to make sure they're not named as beneficiaries on any life insurance or assets or any inheritances that may disqualify them, because people with a disability, in order to receive certain programs, have to keep their asset level at $2,000 or less. So if grandma in her good nature decides to leave the child a $100,000 life insurance policy, that may in effect disqualify that child from any of the government programs they receive. They need to spend down that money from grandma and then turn around and try to re-qualify for services. So our goal is to not jeopardize grandma's wish to leave money to the child and not disrupt the government programs.
And your job is also to avoid nasty, perhaps a better word is unpleasant, surprises that people hadn't anticipated. And I'm sure that's where the role of the planner is extremely valuable.
Yes, we hope to make them aware of the pitfalls in the planning process.
Tell us, Joanne, where can our listeners get more information and perhaps a copy of the Easter Seals sibling study?
Well, you can come to massmutual.com/specialcare, and we will have a copy of the key findings there. And you can also go to easterseals.com.
Joanne Gruskas, Director of MassMutual's Special Care Program, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health, this special edition.
Thank you, Chris.
Life.
Love and health.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy and you feel fine. But that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Doesn't always cause symptoms, but it can be prevented. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.